I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. Rob Hubel and Paul Scheer, they made up part of MTV's Human Giant, now they're both working on Adult Swim's Children's Hospital. Rob plays Dr. Owen Maestro. He's a hotshot surgeon who's never wrong, but is often right. Paul, who's also starring in FX's show The League, he was brought in for the first season on Adult Swim as a writer, and he's also appearing on the show. I talked with them in a roundtable interview at Comic-Con, where they talked about the show, Rob's impending death, and a whole lot more.
How's Comic-Con been for you so far? Have you seen much of it?
I love Comic-Con. Like,
I saw you did last year. You came here every year, right?
Yeah, I've been here now. Oh, thanks so much. That was really fun, yeah. I mean, that was like a dream come true, just working with those Lost guys, just because I'm such a huge fan. And, you know, and then also, like, that was, like, started, like, a year-long kind of affiliation with, like, them, and they were awesome. I mean, I was totally...
Was it still running? What was it,
We ended at the end of this, at the end of the season, pretty much, but... Yeah, exactly. There was ups and downs throughout the whole season, but it was really, really fun. But, yeah, I love Comic-Con. I'm always kind of here, and so this year I've actually got more work to do, so I'm bummed. I'm like, oh, I want to see the Tron panel, oh! You know, like I'm dying to hopefully get to see Scott Pilgrim, the panel at least, you know. But yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to fault working either, so.
We've been asking people a lot about the transition from the show from the web series to the TV series. How much is the sort of the humor or the writing change for that?
Well, it's kind of it's interesting because, you know, I wasn't involved in the web series, but I was a fan of the web series. And then Rob called me up to work on writing in the second season as well as being in it. And I think that the cool thing about Adult Swim and the way the show is like, they said, we love the web shows. Do more of that. Push it even more. And now there's 11 minutes, too. Like, I feel like if you watch the web shows, they're really funny, but they're almost like two scenes back-to-back, like two really funny scenes. So now when you get the TV show, you're getting to see, like, a full, like, it's almost like a compacted sitcom. You know, you're seeing a full half-hour show. It's, like, fast and furious, really, really funny. And, you know, and it's really great, too, because, you know, Rob, you know, he's going to pass away, and this is, and, you know, this is his last show. Yeah, this is a farewell run.
Wait, what did you just say? Whatever you just said is not accurate.
I was saying that this is a final performance because you're going to be dying. That's wrong?
It's Rob Hubel. It's H-U-B-E-L.
It's not Ron. R-O-N.
It's Rob with a B.
How are you guys?
Great.
If I smell like hand sanitizer, it's because I just put some on.
Well, nerd germ in his hand.
What was the best thing you could smell like?
There really are a lot of sweaty people here.
And smelly.
Yes.
A lot of germs.
Yeah. And it's only the first day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When you smell it on preview night, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about Children's Hospital, and they were just asking what's the difference between the content in the web shows versus the content in the TV shows.
That comes up a lot. Well,
I gave a pretty good answer.
What did you say?
I said the web shows, you know, were only like two little scenes that were really funny, and the actual show is the same sensibility and humor, but now you get to see a lot more. It's a much more well-rounded show.
Why would it be two scenes? What do you mean?
The web shows were like, because it was only 5 minutes. They were short. They were like,
what's going on?
They're short. But I think you mean like content-wise. Like what can we get away with on TV versus the web? Is that what you mean? No. I mean, because Adult Swim is basically like the internet of television. You know, like they've sort of allowed themselves to just be like, just go for it. Like whatever you can get away with. You know? And there's very little that... I'm trying to think of stuff that like they never shot anything down or... We never got scripts kicked back to us and we're like, you know, you can't do that.
I think Adult Swim is a network that really like kind of prides itself in the fact that it's airing late at night. They're not worried about like being sponsors pulling. Their shows are what they are. They're kind of crazy. They're out there and I think they're really finding like a big audience, especially now as they move into more live action. So they're like, you know what, like let's keep our audience and they like us, so let's do it. They're not like working for an ABC or something like that.
It's like very alternative programming, which is a great niche for us. It's pretty fun when they
they just let you run wild and give you money to do it. Unfortunately, so many kids died, you know.
Yes, so many children died.
I think we were told not to mention that, but I mean, literally a lot
children
of kids.
Died, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
Jason,
yeah.
Do you guys have some kind of secret when it comes to getting away with stuff? Because I feel like you kind of pushed some boundaries, like Human Giant, too. So maybe, like, you guys are holding the secret to...
Yeah.
Well, put this on top.
I think that like the trick that we, I think that we've always done really is we don't write to be like, oh, they're never gonna air this. You know, like we just write what we think is funny,
yeah.
And then we fight for it when it's there. I think a lot of people that I've worked with in the past are like, oh, well, we can't do that. They're never gonna let us do that. And if we start from that place, you're gonna dilute yourself.
Yeah, we always try to just like never say no to anything at the beginning. It's just like, well, let's not shoot ourselves down. Let's just keep doing what makes us laugh, and then we'll deal with the repercussions later, you know. I mean, but Adult Swim literally did not give us notes on the stuff. They were like, great. Human Giant, we had to fight for a lot of stuff.
But the second season, they stood out of our way.
Yeah, first season, we had to fight hard. The second season, they were like, do what you want.
So how would you characterize this particular group of doctors? I mean, are they quacks? Are they butchers or visionaries?
No, they're none of those things. I mean, they're not like, that would be funny though. Butchers.
Visionary butchers.
I think that they are, you know, they're all archetypes kind of stolen from Grey's Anatomy or ER or something like that. And they're all just like, they're all just wound up in their own stuff. I mean, we pay very little attention to the children. Just because we don't like having kids around. So none of the stories have kids in them, you know. Occasionally you'll see a kid in the background, you know, like walking by, but usually it's about our love lives and our dumb problems and stuff like that.
I would say you guys are better doctors, though, than the doctors on Grey's Anatomy.
I would say better looking.
Yeah. and you got to tell them that the cool thing that Adult Swim is doing, too, is they actually get rented out a hospital, and every patient that comes in is going to be operated on by a member of the cast.
Yeah, we get to do that.
Thanks, Paul and Rob, and thank you guys for listening. Hey, if you're listening on iTunes, please give us some ratings, love, and keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.